that chorus has never been finished. It should have, and he never will fail me. Never failed me yet, kind of anticipate that he will. But we know that he won't. He said so. He never leave us nor forsake us. Let's sing 345. You can still remain seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. The wind and the glory and the wine and the blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Open in prayer at this time, and then we'll have 336. I will enter his gates. Lord Jesus, we're very grateful, Lord, that at any time, any place, day or night, we can come to you, and you're there, and you don't miss a word or a thought. We're so very grateful for the attention that the Lord God Almighty, the one and only God, the creator of heavens and earth, will come to us personally. What a privilege that is. What a privilege. And this world is just so blinded to it because of Satan. But we come against him too in the name, against Satan in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just bless the service, Lord, as a communion service, and we're very grateful to be able to have it, this communion, and it represents what you did for us on Calvary, Lord. We just love you, Lord Jesus, and thank you for being here. Amen. Shall we stand and sing number 336? Thank you. Saviour, number 213. Be seated. Do we have any testimonies anybody would like to tell us? Signify by a raised hand, even from way down and up ahead of you. If you have something to say, we'll bring the microphone to you. Just testimonies, brother, that's all. Any? All quiet today? No? Okay. Hold on, Jan, Sister Jan.
I just want to testify how the Lord can just uphold us with his right hand and we don't have to fear and be dismayed. and how the word of the Lord just quickens to your heart. And as we meditate and we walk a walk of faith and not by sight, and that the battle's not ours, but is of the Lord. It's the Lord's. And I just have to keep meditating on that, and I know the Lord will, he will never fail, ever, in Jesus' name.
It goes well for Christians. They say, oh, thank you, Lord, and give appreciation for what it is. If it's a person that doesn't know the Lord, they just say, oh, I was lucky. You know, I really had a break today. But, of course, if you know it's the Lord, it's really good, even when things are not so good. Any other testimonies? Sister June.
Going to testify, but I felt a bit bad. I really thank the Lord for watching over me. On Wednesday, I had some clothes by the fire on one of those clothes horse things, and it wasn't heavy or anything. I thought, oh, it's lovely and sunny, I'll take it outside. And I took it through the door. It was a bit of a sort of a twist around, but when I got to the edge of the porch, I just somehow I lost my balance, and I couldn't sort of hold myself up. I couldn't control it, and I went down on my back, and the clothes horse came on top of me. But I really praise the Lord. I started to, first of all, I thought, I felt sorry for myself, and I thought, no, that's not it. Praise the Lord. And I just said, praise the Lord, started thanking him for watching over me. And I know I felt a few kinks here and there, but I just praise the Lord, because it wasn't, you know, I mean, I could have hit my head on the concrete or whatever. He kept me. Thank you, Lord.
That's right. Knowing where to say thank you. Not many people know that, unfortunately. But the more you do it, the more you know that the Lord's with you. Sister Tara, brother.
I just, like my sister, I would just want to give thanks and praise to the Lord, because I'm just not feeling, because of the cold and the flu and getting real cold and things like that, and sinuses and everything going all at once. But in the end, I remember his word, you know, his words that say, where there's oppression, depression, and fear, the encouragement is in the word. So I thought, well, I better get my thingy over there, and beautiful, just slowly but surely, he just helped us through it. It's not a nice thing to go through, but it still gives him glory.
Do we have any others? Sister Bill, got it right this time.
It's not a very big one, but I really want to thank the Lord for the last 2 months. A lot of you know I have been really struggling with my voice. We haven't sung, and I haven't sung here because it goes croaky and I have such a hoopy sort of a cough. I'm not sick, it's just a persistent cough. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. I'm on the mend. I'm not there yet, but I'm going to be there. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
All better again. Any others? You know, I was blessed. I read out the other day what my Bible said, not as in the Bible words itself, but it was saying how to read the Bible. And I've been taking some of my own medicine, and I've been doing what it says. And I've been really, really blessed. To read the Bible, it says, put a marker in, if you're starting to read the whole Bible, in Genesis, one in Job, and one in Matthew. And just read a chapter per day from each one of them. And so that's what I've been doing. And I'm finding it really uplifting to read chapter 1 in Genesis, chapter 1 in Job, and chapter 1 in Matthew. Then you get to 2, and then to 3, and to 4. And I find it really uplifting to see the spread across. And you can see what you read over here yesterday is a pointer at what you're going to read tomorrow. So I just found it really nice. So anyone that's listening in, try it. Don't try to read it all at once like a regular book, but just read it that way. I found it uplifting. Okay, well, let's sing one more before Brother Howard comes. While we're seated, it's 346, God will make a way. And he will. But the thing is, if he does it in your life, that's what's really noticed. Oh, sorry. My mistake. I forgot about my brother from Upper Hutt. Do you have a song you would like to sing? You have. Okay, come on. From Upper Hutt.
I'd just like to give you a little background. I used to have a couple of chihuahuas, and one day I was sitting in a shopping mall in Paraparam, and I had one of my chihuahuas tucked inside my jacket, completely hidden, a zip-up jacket, and this lady walked past, and the chihuahua popped its head out. And she looked and commented and stopped, and we started to talk. And we've been talking now for nearly 14 years. And that's Pamela. I just wanted you to know that Pamela lives on the Kapiti Coast at Waikanae, but I live in Upper Hutt. But I've sort of dedicated my life to Pamela. She's my life's companion these days. She has the same view towards me, and we've talked to the Lord about it. And she's since been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So it's a thrilling conclusion. My children have all grown up and gone. I've got about 8 or 9 grandchildren now. And the children are all happy and doing well. They were all baptized right here. And for me, this is coming home. The moment I get into this church, I start weeping. And I don't know why, but I guess it's just the Holy Spirit. Thanks, brother. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh yes, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I shall never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh yes, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. God bless you all, and thank you very much for listening.
He used to sing quite a few songs for us over the years past. Let's, as we remain seated, we'll sing one more and then Brother Howard will come. 3, 4, 6. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me.
Make a way. Isn't that wonderful? God cares. God bless you, brother. A faithful brother here. I really appreciate him. We miss brother. What's it? Tom. I couldn't start with T or touch with L. Yeah, Tom. We miss brother Tom too. All right. Remain seated, because it's a longish reading, and I know you're a little bit tired, but we won't be here very long. We're going to have communion immediately after this. Joshua chapter 3, verse 1 to 17. And Joshua arose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before the Passover, before they passed over. And it came to pass, after about 3 days, that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests and Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way before too, heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. This is not just a story. This is going to happen again. He'll do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will begin I will begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take the 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. It shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of your feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they bear the ark, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflowed all its banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which they came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down to the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on the ground, dry ground, in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground till all the people were passed clean over Jordan. May God bless the reading of his word. Oh, by the way, that was an outstanding miracle. Absolutely. We just read it, but the river stopped. You're going down to the Waikato River and try and stop that. It would have. They walked on dry ground. Shall we pray? Precious Lord, as we come to thy word, we pray that you'll just quicken a little something to us. Lord, that may encourage each one, knowing, Lord, that it's crossing over time. I pray, Lord, that we'll all be found ready to follow and enter that promised land. Lord, we commit this word to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for your glory, Lord. Just circumcise our hearts, our mouth, our minds, Lord, and may we just receive from thee. We ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Praise the Lord. As I said, this was a pretty outstanding miracle that they did. It wasn't just a little trickle like down at the little river down by your place, brother. It wasn't like that. It was overflowing its banks in the harvest time. It was a flooded river. The minute they touched the water stopped and started building up. Wouldn't come any further. Just like the Red Sea, when they opened the Red Sea. And I want to entitle this thought, it really quickened to me, tomorrow we cross over. You see, brother and sister, they had waited 400 years to go to Jordan, to go into the promised land. 400 years. They'd gone out into the wilderness, and because they were confused, they went around in circles for 40 years. And then Joshua was saying to them, tomorrow we cross over. The Lord told him, we get up and we're going. I want to say to you, we've been waiting a long time for this rapture. We've been under expectation for years. Many preachers from this pulpit, Brother Bruce, have preached, he's coming tomorrow, he's coming soon, sort of thing, you know. But there's a day coming. Tomorrow we cross over. What a time. Let's say praise the Lord. So I want to speak about that just briefly. We've preached much about it, as I said, in the type of being the baptism of the Holy Spirit, crossing over Jordan. And it's a wonderful type for the believer crossing over by receiving his Spirit. But today, I just want to come from a different angle. Another thought, as I've just said. The promised land experience, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It also takes the believer right into the rapture to enter the land of beyond the river. As the song says, there's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we gain the portals, there to dwell with the immortals when they ring the golden bells for you and me. Isn't that beautiful? Tomorrow could be all over. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Oh, tell you, brother and sister, we are waiting for something that the world has never ever seen quite like it. The Lord's going to come and our bodies are going to be changed. They're going to be changed, brother, from this to a glorified body, which can go anywhere. Can go through walls. Can rise off the ground. And we're going to meet the Lord in the air. I just want to say this has never happened before quite like this. And I believe that we are going to be privileged to see it. Tomorrow, we cross over. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it was tomorrow? I don't know whether it is, and I'm not saying it will be, but I tell you what. They'd waited all that time, 400 years, every prayer meeting. Oh, God, get us to the promised land. We want to go to the promised land. 400 years, and the Pharaohs grew up, and they died, and the next one grew up, they died. But then Joshua makes a momentous statement to the Lord through him. Tomorrow, we're crossing over. Who's ready to cross? So I just pray that it'll speak to our hearts today. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, as we said this morning, gives you rapturing power. In Romans 8:11, I quoted this actually, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, so the same Spirit that was in Christ is actually inside of you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. How are we going to be changed? By his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Isn't that wonderful? I want to read you something here. Brother Rand said, that's what's the matter with many of our churches. They've taken the carnal intellectual route and been cut off from the supplies of God's blessings of healing and power and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and have taken the desert route. That's what Israel did see. But those who are still remaining in the way, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory with God, with this pillar of fire over them, with power, with joy, with the signs and wonders. Now that real born-again church is moving on to the promised land, the promise of eternal life, a land flowing with eternal life. There's where there's no more sickness, death, sorrow, nor nothing to harm. You know, brothers and sisters, I'm so glad that's how it's going to end. And it's not long to go. So therefore, we need to be ready, as we exhorted this morning. And Israel had come a long way from the days of Egypt. It was such a long time, 40 years. A lot of people here are not even 40. And so it's a long, long time ago that it happened. They came out of Egypt. Some of them were just babies. But brothers and sisters, it's going to happen. They had to cross the desert, experience many ups and downs, as we know. Being baptized through the Red Sea, fed on angels' food. Who's ever had angels' food? They did every day. And they could do anything with it. They could cook it. They could eat it raw. And they lived on the supernatural. They had the pillar of fire, the luxury of having God's prophet with them. Wherever they had a dispute, they just went and saw Moses. God showed Moses to tell them what to do. And there was a preparation needed for those who would cross over. Now, Jesus spoke much about being ready for his coming, which is our crossing. Matthew 24:44 says, "Therefore be ye also ready." Be ready, brothers and sisters. This is a message today. "Be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh." It's going to happen real quickly. We must all be ready, for when he comes, it will be too late then. And we know this foolish virgins found out that it was too late once the bridegroom came. They went to get oil. It was too late. The door was shut. Now Joshua instructed the people. Joshua 3:5. He says this. "And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to be there? Oh, I'll tell you, I've been up right up the front. I want to watch that sea stop, that river stop. And we see that what happened. The crossing over time will be the greatest wonder of all time. The time was at hand and it had finally arrived. It was crossing over time and they had been in the wilderness, as we said, 40 years. Our day is just about upon us. One day people, I trust not you, will come down to the church. It'll be empty. We're gone. It's going to happen. Who believes it's going to happen? It's going to happen to those that are ready. One day soon we'll all be able to say, "Tomorrow we cross over. Tomorrow we cross over." This was a special time of preparation for Israel, and it is for us. We've been waiting a long time. And all of a sudden, we're going to see a risen saint. I believe one day, we'll see Brother Searle, Sister Searle come to this church. Do you believe this? Who believes it? The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. And as the first resurrection, they said they saw many of the Old Testament saints come out of the grave and were seen walk in the streets of Jerusalem. So we're going to see a replay of that first resurrection. It's sort of like giving us a little warning. And we'll have fellowship with these people. I tell you what, you won't be going back to work, Brother Bill. It'll be all over. No way. Girls, are you going to come with us? Amen. You just need to be ready. And so we see, like in Noah's day, they watched for 120 years. Noah got up, preached the same message. He used the same notes. It's going to rain. For 120 years, he preached the same sermon. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Repent. Then came the day. Tomorrow we enter in. The sun came up just the same. Everything was the same. The birds were singing. But this was the day. And we know it happened according to the Bible. All of a sudden God opened the fountains of the deep. And there's a torrential rain that came. Just on an ordinary sunny day, God came down. And it was exactly as Noah had predicted and promised. This is a time not to pack up, but to unpack for our journey. Get rid of all the weights, all the distractions around you, all the things that are holding you up, holding you back from God. It's time to unload, brothers and sisters, because we're leaving. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us, you and me, lay aside weight, every weight, and the sin that would so easily beset you, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So there's an offloading time. Brother and sister, if you're going to go into a race, you don't pick up your bags and things. You leave it behind. It's time to get rid of all our carnal attitudes, anything that will hinder, a time to sanctify ourselves from the very smell of the world. Get rid of it. The Bible says if you love the world or the things that are in the world, the love of God is not even in you. That's what the Bible says. So we need to sanctify ourselves. In Jude 1:20, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what we should all be doing, preparing ourselves in prayer. It goes on to say in verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of the Lord. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. That's what we need to have. Praise be to God. So we see it's really important. And some having compassion, making a difference. My look at the preparation, verse 23. Others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. If you're doing things that are worldly, you need to straighten up now. Right now. You can't compromise. So it's really important. Then we have this assurance. Glory. Verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. You know who's going to keep you from falling? The Lord. Otherwise he doesn't keep you, you fall with the rest of them. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. As Israel had to make ready, and so do we. We have to make ready, brothers and sisters. I've got to make ready. My wife's got to make ready. My children have to make ready. You have to make ready. This is not a church thing. This is an individual thing, as we said this morning. Israel had to make ready. Saints, there is a definite urgency to make sure that you're ready. Jesus said all the time, be ye therefore ready. Be ye therefore ready. For an hour when you think not, he'll come. Be ye therefore ready for tomorrow. It could be tomorrow we cross over. The promised land has been promised to the believer. But the time is at hand for us to possess the land. This is the hour. This is the day. Are you ready? The question is, and this is a very special crossing, this one. All the saints before us have crossed over by way of physical death. But for this generation, we are very, very privileged to be living unto the coming of the Lord. I truly believe this world is finished. I believe time has run out and God's coming to take his people home. And then the greatest tribulation the world has ever known and ever will know is coming upon us. That's thus saith the Lord. Those who have gone before us had to cross over through Jordan with Christ. They all had to experience, as King David expressed it, Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they have comforted me. But for us who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, the river of Jordan has been stopped. This generation that is raptured does not go through River Jordan. We bypass River Jordan. We bypass death. And we're swallowed up in life, and it could be before morning for those who are ready. Let us look at our type with Israel Crossing. The Bible says it was in the harvest time. They went and the river was all swollen up, as we read. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. You know, brother and sister, I don't care what you say, none of those people would ever forget that. To be going through that flooded river on dry ground. The raptured bride will pass clean over Jordan, bypassing death. Hallelujah. We're going to have to go through that river Jordan, the valley of the shadow of death. We won't have to cross that. We're going direct, straight to heaven. Who's pleased?
Amen.
I thought you'd say amen. And so we see, let's stay with God's word and let him lead, and we will pass over on dry. Let us ask the Lord to do that sanctifying work of grace in each of our lives, for tomorrow we could be crossing over. It's home time going. Time we all need to do some lamp trimming. For tomorrow, we could cross over. Tomorrow could be the day, and it would not be too early. It's been said, the coming of the Lord is overdue. Of course, we know it's not overdue. God's never late. He's always on time. But brother and sister, we need to be ready for his coming. The hour of his coming is upon us. And I just want us to all consider this for a few moments this afternoon as we start to pray and ask the Lord to reveal to us the urgency of the time. What a terrible thing. If it happens tomorrow and there's people still here and they remember this sermon, tomorrow we cross over. We did nothing to prepare it. We didn't really believe it could happen. And yet it could. So let's just have a few moments of prayer, each one of us. Just ask the musicians to come forward. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prepare our hearts, Lord. Don't let us be caught unawares. In the name of Jesus. Tomorrow, Lord. Bless each person, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shall we stand to our feet? Sing the wondrous love of leave without saying goodbye. What a day that will be. So as we sing the chorus again, I would like you to all come around here and we're just going to take the communion. Sing. What? Oh, get to heaven. What a day. When we all brother, you really believe, don't you? Would you like to pray and ask the Lord to bless our time around the table, brother? Just ask God to bless our time together. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I just heard Brother Branham saying, he said, the communion table, it's not the bread and the wine, the cups and the... He said, that's not the communion. The communion is your fellowship with God. This reminds us how we're brought into the fellowship through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus and his broken body. But it's actually the communion is us to God. So that's what we want today, that God will speak to our hearts. So I just want to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would be judged, if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. So we know that this bread represents the broken body of the Lord Jesus, which he suffered terribly. Terrible suffering that we cannot even begin to understand. They beat him so hard, his bones on his back showed through. The Bible says so. And how much blood he lost. 7 litres, I believe it was. 7 litres of blood he lost. He was weak. No wonder he fell under the cross. Somebody had to help him. And the blood, the wine represents the shed blood. The innocent blood of God was shed for you. And if you believe that he died for you at Calvary and accepted what he did, you can be made clean right this very moment. So when we receive the shed blood and his broken body, we become partakers with him. We're made one. You know what? He's coming for us. And we're getting out of here. And we need to be ready, for tomorrow could be the day. So, brothers and sisters, as we come around the table, let's examine ourselves. Every man examine himself. Check with the Lord if you've done anything that hasn't been pleasing to him. It's not a matter of checking, going on a witch hunt, say, oh, what did I do yesterday? But if anything's on your heart and saying, well, Lord, I didn't have a right attitude to that person, or whatever it is, ask God to forgive you, and he will forgive you. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So let's just have a few moments to examine ourselves. The Bible says, don't examine one another. Examine yourself before we partake of this wonderful sacrament that he has given to us. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise be to God. Brother Lee, would you like to ask the blessings upon the elements as we partake?
Lord Jesus, we just come to this communion table and we stand identified in church.
Yes, Lord.
And also in public for the representation of the bread and the wine.
Yes, Lord.
Your body that is broken on our behalf and your blood that was shed.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We stand identified with that. You make us humble, Lord, but we're so proud to know that you are our Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Just bless this to us, we ask, in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. So as you partake of this bread, representing his broken body, the Bible says, by his stripes. That's a stripe of a cat of nine tails whip, of a Roman whip. By his stripes, ye are healed. So whatever need you have in your body, any healing that you need, claim it right now as you take your portion and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. He will do it. You believe it. God will do it. Amen. Thank you, Brother Lee. Praise be to God. Just sing that song, oh, the blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus. Oh,
glad to be identified with his death, burial and resurrection. He's asked us to do this, and it's what we do, just what he asked to do. Thank you, Lord. As we go away, may He bless us and cause us to have the joy of the Lord upon our hearts this week and keep us through every trial, every testing, as He's promised to do. Thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus, just we're so grateful for the time we have together today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, just to consider Your word, Lord. And you just can consider how You want us to live our lives.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hungering and thirsting after You, Lord Jesus. Lord, just reaching out to You, Lord, pressing into You, Lord. Not being complacent, Lord. Not just
That's right.
Half-hearted, but being full-hearted towards
yes,
You.
Yes, amen. Lord. Hallelujah.
Wholehearted in our pursuit of You, Lord. Help us to put those things that would so easily beset us, Lord, those weights that would, like just come upon us, or just lay them aside, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Look to Jesus Christ and just follow Christ and Christ alone. Bless each and every one of us. Lord, as we go out, may we just be a testimony of Your love and grace to all those we come in contact with over the week ahead, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't forget, tomorrow we could be crossing over.
Amen.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of
thank you.